Good evening, everyone. Let the record indicate it is 5:02 p.m. and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is called to order. Accepting the minutes of the meetings, there are none. We'll move right along on the PCR 14019. First item in the bid package is 2019-233, Rhode Island tree removal. Hi, Christy. Good. If you could just speak into the mic, Christy.
Seem to be losing my voice a little bit. Department's requesting to increase the cap on the bid for tree trimming and shrub removal and extend the expiration date. I do need to make an amendment because of a recent tree removal we just had done and the fact that this bid will go another 15 months. We are requesting the expiration for December 31st, 2020. I am going to ask to amend the dollar amount to $12,000 and to add budget code 63340.
All right, so let's back up because I wasn't expecting that.
I apologize.
Sorry?
I said I apologize.
So let's just start from the beginning again, please, with your amendment.
The amendment is to increase the amount, the requested amount, from $5,000 to $12,000.
Okay, we'll take them one at a time. Go ahead.
And add budget code 63340.
Budget code 63 what?
340.
Which is?
It is highway service contracts.
Service contracts?
Yes.
Did you have anything else in here this evening for 63340?
I don't believe so, no.
And what's in that account now?
In 63340, there's $2,330. In 63360, there's $10,000.
Wait, whoa. Let's slow down here. So code 63340, what's in that account right now, today?
$2,330.
That's in the account now. And you're looking to go from $5,000 to $12,000, which is a $7,000 jump. And what did you modify the time frame as well?
We're requesting to extend it until December 31st, 2020.
And you're looking to put the $7,000 from account 63340?
63340 would only be 3,000, and the remainder of it would be out of 63360, but we're asking for an additional year on the contract. So it covers the rest of this fiscal year and half of next fiscal year.
So initially, you were requesting the contract period from January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2020. That's what you're still doing?
Yes. It's an active contract. We have an active contract right now that expires on the 31st of December. The state's MPA goes to the 31st of December, 2020. So requesting to extend the expiration an additional year.
I'm looking at your position paper, and it says that Please accept this memo as a request for Section 612, alteration of contract of city charter to extend the expiration of the above to December 31st, 2020. So isn't that what you were doing originally? Because I'm totally confused now. you just said it's going to expire December 2019.
Correct.
This says that it's expiring on December 31st of 2020.
That's what we're asking for, is to extend it another year, concurrent with the state MPA.
So that's not an amendment?
That is not an amendment. The expiration date is not an amendment.
And tell me where's the $7,000 coming from again?
So $7,000 will come out of 63,360.
63,360 is the $7,000.
Right.
So what's coming out of the 63,340?
That would be the $5,000 for a total of 12.
So why are we taking it out of, initially you were coming out of 63,360 for five.
Correct.
Why are you taking seven out of 360 now and five out of now, it's changing to 63,340?
We have the ability to use both budget codes for the tree removal based on what they're used for. Right now, our cap stands where we've spent $11,560 of the $15,000 we were granted for January to December of 19. So for that 1 year period, because we have a couple of issues that need to be dealt with. What we do is we hire these vendors. Either for something that is much too large for us to handle, they'll typically bring it down to something where our crew can go out and finish up the job. So we try to save money that way. We do have a sizable job that needs to be taken care of, which will probably eat up almost $5,000, which is why we're asking to increase it to 12.
So how are you going to squeeze $5,000 out of 63,340? When right now, all that's in there is $2,330.
This bid will actually go 6 months into the next fiscal year. So that hopefully will satisfy anything that we need to do.
And suppose it doesn't. You said hopefully. I mean, we haven't voted on what's going to happen in the next budget, so we don't know.
I understand.
So what does hopefully mean?
Well, I mean, as far as tree issues that the department can handle on their own. This isn't something that we use weekly. It's just something that we use in emergency situations where there's a job that's too big for us to do that we don't have the proper size boom for. So,
you're looking to take out $2,330. Do you have any encumbrances on that 63,340?
I think there might be one.
How much?
I'm not positive. I looked at the budget code earlier today to see what was left in it, but I didn't look at what was either encumbered or spent so far.
So we don't know what we have in 63,340.
Right now I have either encumbered or it's already been liquidated. Right now the available balance in 63,340 is 2,330.
But you're not sure if there's an encumbrance or not.
That sure money's already been deducted from the budget code, so what the balance that's left is already less anything that's encumbered or liquidated.
I know, but I just asked you if there was any encumbrances on 63,340, and you said that you didn't know.
I'm not sure what stage the purchase order is at yet.
So then we can't be sure what's left in 63,340 then, if we're not sure.
No, I am sure that there is 2,330 left in, yes.
Including all encumbrances?
Yes.
Okay. So you're telling us that the balance in 63,340 is $2,330, including any and all encumbrances?
Yes.
Okay. So the most that you can spend out of that account this current fiscal year is $2,330.
Correct.
So we have that understanding, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm good with the tree issue because it's something that I've been yelling about for years, trimming these trees. So I understand and appreciate what you're doing with this. By the way, I also thank you for coming to us now for something that technically comes up January 1st, 2020. So why is in our information it says DPW only for a trimming bid? Why was that just said for DPW?
When this bid was originally requested, field maintenance was still part of Public Works. So on the original request, it was $20,000. There was $5,000 that was allotted for field maintenance. So DPW Highway only had a $15,000 cap, and the other five went to field maintenance. So now that that's carried with them to their own department under Parks and Rec, we only have the... That's why it says DPW okay. only, because I'm not speaking for Parks and Recreation.
Okay, so we can sit here and safely assume that Parks and Recs is not going to be coming back to us and saying, DPW got more money, we need more money. Because what you just said is when that new department was put together, they took their budget allocation with them. Is that correct?
I would say so, yes.
Okay. And initially my question was, why 5,000? How did that number come about? Now the question is 12,000. What was the basis for saying we need 12,000? Why maybe less? Why not maybe more?
When I initially did the paperwork to have this put on the docket, we had $9,760 left. We had an issue that came in that needed to be dealt with. That was $1,800, which put our cap at $11,560 out of $15,000, which didn't leave us a lot of room. If we had either an emergency, we've had a couple of trees just kind of randomly fall out of nowhere. So if it's something that we can't get to, or we do have a weather event, we need to be able to have someone come in and assist us, which is why, and extending it another year, is why we're now asking, and there is a job that's pending that we have not yet gotten a purchase order for because we don't have the spending authority right now.
So in the order that you're showing, in this case, I want to make note for the record that, personally, I'm speaking for myself personally, I support the need for three vendors on this. I remember that micro, macro, whatever you want to call it, burst, back in August a few years ago. And I can understand the reasoning and support that. This is me personally. The order that you have in here, is that in the order that you intend to use, or is that just in, some non-definitive order?
That's just the order that they were. It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
On the MPA, Warwick Trees actually has the lowest labor rates than Northeastern, than Stanley. So what we do is
Who does?
Warwick Tree is the
Correct. Lowest.
And then Northeastern is second, and Stanley is third as far as labor rates on the MPA.
Are you peeking at my notes?
I'm sorry?
Were you peeking at my notes?
No.
Because that's exactly how I've got them numbered here, is
right.
1, 2, 3. So what you're stating to the committee is that's how they would be called?
Yes.
1, 2, 3? Because there is a significant difference
right.
between Warwick Tree and some of these other companies. The other concern that I have with this is how do we know what we're going to be getting for our money? Do you have, because it's not in this package, do you have, I think it is. Never mind. That was before I looked at that page. You do have the hourly rates indicated. Now, this has nothing to do with the arborist that we have doing our, I'll say, day-to-day stuff.
No.
Okay. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Yes, Councilman.
Not necessarily a question, Mr. Chairman, but a comment. I can tell you that, one, I appreciate, I always learn so much listening to you ask the questions, and especially on the business side. But I can appreciate, because I have to confess, I've called DPW and Director Salitro on numerous occasions about trees and about obstructions and about the need for tree removal or tree trimming or, you know, root removal, whatever it may be. And they've always been responsive and on the spot. So I can't honestly say whether it was done through a private company or through the city. But I can say that the last year, I've called on an average, I'd say about once every 2 weeks, about some sort of issue, especially being Ward 3 around the airport and with the signs and everything else. So I can understand this, but I do appreciate the questions that you asked and the lesson you definitely gave me right now. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Councilman, and thank you for that information, too.
Yeah.
That's very helpful. I also, kudos where they're deserved. I had to call Director Salitro last week about a tree issue, and it was taken care of expeditiously. It was a situation that needed to get done right away, and we did take care of it. So the tree bid, I absolutely support it. The changes just increased my questions, but we got to the point. Any questions, Councilman McAllister? Any questions from, I guess not. Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Second.
Excuse me. We need to do, as amended, what's our PCR, please? 141. 141-19. I need an amendment first.
make amendment to increase the total amount from $5,000 to $12,000, with $5,000 coming from the budget code 63340 and $7,000 from 63360.
with a qualification that at 63340, in this fiscal year, they'll only be spending $2,330.
Correct.
Okay.
Seconded.
Take it easy, Councilman. I'm making notes. Okay, we have a motion on PCR 141, the amendment. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. I need a motion as amended on PCR
141-19. Aye. Favorably
as amended.
Seconded. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy. 2020-085, found on page 21.
James Scott, Parks and Recreation. We have reviewed the one bid received for fertilizer, Weed Control and Lime, and we recommend awarding to Site 1 for $15,000.
Scott, so you put manner of award, $15,000, you put 1 year from the date of the award. In reality, this bid expired on August 26th.
It did, Chairman.
Correct. Okay. Also, in addition to being late coming to us, we are missing the previous contract in our binder. At least I do not have it. Councilman Howe, do you have it? Councilman McAllister? Okay. We don't have the information on the previous contract, which we need in order to make decisions on these. It's actually a requirement. And two other questions. Did you contact any of these other vendors? Because we have a significant amount of Rhode Island vendors here.
Yes, we did call through the vendor list. So we got a few responses. What we learned, a couple of the people on the vendor list weren't local suppliers. Like one guy was in the Midwest, it was actually a manufacturer. So a couple of manufacturers, a couple local people felt like site ones have for so long that why bother was the response from one local person. And, you know, it might go back to when we discussed some of the specs a couple weeks ago. It might be there's not enough information in the spec to have a competitive process, and that's one I am willing to review.
So that one company that said, you know, why bother? I actually made a few calls on some other items this week, and I got a similar reply. Why bother? Did you follow up with that vendor as to what he meant by that? Why bother?
I didn't follow up with that one specifically, but I will go back to that one. But they felt like site one had for so long. So I think it's, you know, might come down to information in the bid.
So site one landscaping has had the contract for how long?
I don't know exactly. I didn't have the information in my bid folder.
Were they the last provider of this?
Yes.
You know, it troubles me when I hear vendors say, why bother? Because the same question comes to mind. You know, where did this come from? How did this mentality develop amongst vendors who don't want to bid our business? How did this develop that they say, why bother? That's really troubling to me. And I think that this committee and this city council has been working very hard to address that and to turn this around. But apparently the word still hasn't gotten out yet that there's a whole different approach to these bids. And we are looking for other folks to bid our work. And we are trying to make the RFPs clearer and more concise into what it is that we're looking for. I get a real tough time with all of these Rhode Island vendors, and we don't have one vendor that, you know, we can go to from Rhode Island. It's troubling to me. In addition, the bid is late, so that kind of says to me that the stuff you're looking for isn't any major priority to anyone, because it would have came to us, you know, in the middle of the summer when you were thinking about fertilizing your lawn like the rest of us do. What's your pleasure, Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister? I know kind of like where I'm going with this, but I'd like to hear your input.
Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Scott, is this stuff that you're going to be using? Oh, I'm sorry. When will this stuff be needed by? For the spring?
Primarily in the spring.
Okay, so understanding, I agree totally. So I just, there's 21 vendors, which by the way, thank you to the purchasing department. That is, all the emails look updated. So that shows that we're step one is complete, Mr. Chairman. We're reaching out to more vendors. 21 vendors, 16 in Rhode Island, 7 in Warwick alone. What do you think the possibility is that if we, or is there an issue, and I think this might be what the chairman is also thinking, would there be an issue if we put this out for rebid with an understanding or reach out to the Warwick vendors saying, or the Rhode Island vendors, I should say, saying, we encourage it, we want to see what you have to offer. Would that be in any way an issue, if you don't mind?
No, I could make a priority, Councilman.
Okay. Thank you, because yeah, I wanted to know about the spring, but I agree, that's interesting to be said, and I thank you very much for calling them and finding that out. As hard as it is to say, it's a fact, and it's something that we've been trying to change, as the chairman said. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. Again, I do think that we need to get the so everyone's the same with the contract period on there as well. My only question is, this was a qualified bid, correct? I mean, they did bid, everyone bid on the same thing.
So yes.
That's my, I mean, I want to promote the water companies as well, too. So I would just like some additional time to look at this. You know, I think first we need the previous contract dates and stuff like that. I would like to hold at this time just to get some additional information.
We can do that if it's your pleasure. I think at this juncture we have plenty of time to gather whatever information we need. We have plenty of time to send it out and rebid. The documents that I'm requesting, which are not in here, certainly are not going to impact my decision with this bid itself. Certainly, I'm sure the department head realizes that in future bids, this is something that you're going to have to provide us with, and it wasn't done in a timely fashion. I don't particularly see a need to hold this. I don't see what it's going to hurt to put this back out for bid and encourage bidders to participate in our bidding process.
No, I agree with that, but this did go out to bid before. I mean,
correct.
All these people did have an opportunity to bid, and this company did bid on it. So that's just my only hesitation.
Mm-hmm. Again, we can put it to a motion one way or another. I've made several other calls to vendors, and it's always very concerning to me why I hear people say we're not bidding on Warwick stuff. And some of it is entrenched in history. It goes back quite a ways. And we have worked real hard to change that culture for the last 3 years as a committee. And I think that we need to continue with the same due diligence as we have in the past. And when you have one person out of 16 that bid, it says to me that something doesn't make any sense. So what do you have to hurt by sending it back out for rebid and perhaps attaching something in the RFP encouraging new vendors and new people to bid this work? So, you know what? I'll let one of you two make a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to kind of just say I support what you're saying. This is something that we've been working on for the last 3 years, is with also you as well, Mr. Councilman McAllister, and I completely agree with what you're saying about the bid. However, 21 agencies, 21 companies, 16 in Rhode Island, I believe I said 7 in the city of Warwick alone. I would lean towards putting this out for rebid with a complete package. And then given the local businesses an opportunity for something like this, I think that it's definitely worth it, especially since it's going to be supporting the Warwick Stute children mostly. Well, our athletes, our families, it wouldn't hurt to go ahead, and which a lot of things do with a lot of services we give. But I would lean towards just allowing the director to go out and see what he can do as far as putting the RFP back out and seeing what he can do about, or the bid mm-hmm. back out, seeing what he can do about encouraging more Rhode Island Warwick businesses to bid on this and let them know that there's a new sheriff in town, if you will, or a new mayor in the corner office that mm-hmm. is led the, like, you know, assisted us when we first started this 3 years ago. He was the council president and encouraged this change. So I would put a motion forward. Before I put the motion forward, how would I
make a motion for unfavorable action with a request to go out for bid?
Okay.
Yeah, Director, you're comfortable with that? You're good? Makes sense?
I'll support the will of the council, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr.
Make a motion.
Motion for unfavorable action, go out for rebid.
And we need a PCR on that?
14219.
Okay. PCR 14219 was unfavorable action with a recommendation to go out for a rebid. Do I have a second? I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
I have a question
Aye.
On that.
Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. Chairman, are we going to have discussion on the motion? Because I had a question.
I'm sorry. Okay. Before we continue on, let's hold that bid. Councilman Sinapi.
Just a quick question, and you'd know better than I as far as the bid process is concerned. Are we putting the person who did bid or the company that did bid kind of in the same spot as far as why bother? Because now the specifics of their bid are made public, so now everyone can bid accordingly based on that and basically undercut them.
Well, you know, obviously we've done this many times over the last 3 years. We've sent things back out for rebid for various reasons. Certainly, all vendors are able to do whatever they need to do to when they rebid. So if a particular vendor wants to adjust their numbers, they're certainly free to do so. They certainly don't have to. But you know, given the fact that, as Councilman Howes pointed out, we had so many folks that did not bid on this, I think it's important that we reach out to them again and hopefully send a message that the City of Warwick is encouraging more people to bid on our book of business. So whoever's bidding on it can adjust their numbers any way they want.
All right.
Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on PCR 14219 as amended. I'm sorry, we already have that. Let me just correct this here. So I need a motion to move PCR 14219 as amended.
Motion to move PCR 142-19.
Well, that's not amended.
I'm sorry. With unfavorable action. Okay. We're done. Okay. All right. 2020-102, Municipal Employees Term Life Insurance, found on page 26.
Good evening, Jean Bouchard, Personnel Director. Here to present.
Good evening, Jean.
Here to present the recommendation to Council Chair, Finance, Councilman Lattiser, and the Honorable Council Members. First of all, I'd like to make mention that this bid was prepared and originally went out with significant time to meet the 2-month requirement for your review and consideration. This bid will expire 10/31/19. However, after the original bid opening, I reviewed the bid submitted and I determined the specification details caused a variance in the bidder's assumptions. Therefore, I requested the purchasing agent to rebid the life insurance. Tonight, I'm recommending the lowest bidder, which is Cross Insurance Agency.
Gene, so you have Cross Insurance Agency. Is that one and the same with Troy?
Excuse me, Councilman. Could you repeat that?
You're recommending the bid go to Cross Insurance Agency. In the vendor list provided to us, I don't see anything for Cross Insurance Agency. But I do see a Troy Pyres and Allen Insurance at 376 Newport Avenue, which is the same address as you're listing for Cross Insurance. Are they one and the same, or is that two different
people? Mine is listed on the vendor list as Cross Insurance Agency, 376 Newport Avenue, East Providence. So
376 Newport Avenue, East Providence.
Yes.
So I guess we have two insurance companies at the same address?
Apparently, because this vendor list and the vendor, I have their card here, which is 376 Newport Avenue. So I don't know if they might, maybe they have another company or they did underneath the
Just
at the same
with
address.
Just bear with me 1 minute. I want to Google cross insurance. I just want to be sure of what we're doing here.
I've also Googled them because I wanted to get a history on them to see how long they were with. They've been in the insurance company for since 1954. They have a, it's a very large firm.
Okay, I've Googled it. They have their address listed, 376 Newport Avenue. They show a picture of a commercial building. I can't really see the writing in the window, but it appears as though it's showing cross insurance. I'm sorry? Buyout, you think?
Chairmen and members of the committee, it appears from public reporting anyway that Cross Insurance acquired the other firm in 2014.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that, Bill. Gene, before I open this for questions, I just want to make the members of the committee as well as the council and the public aware of the fact that you had sent me an email.
Yes,
you
sir.
You fully explained the reason why you were kind of like on borderline of being late with this bid. I'm not going to read everything out from that email for obvious reasons that you're aware of. But I do want to say that I appreciate you reaching out and providing me with an explanation for the reason that this was late, and it's for the most part what you alluded to in some of the rebid process, etc. And you are kind of like really borderline, so to speak, late. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you, Council.
2020-104, five-year consolidation plan, found on page 36.
Good evening. Bill Facenti, Community Development Office. I apologize, I'm just getting over a cold, so if you can't hear me, just I'll try to speak up.
Stay behind the rope, please. Thank you.
So the Community Development Office is asking to approve, the Finance Committee to approve the bid for the five-year consolidated plan. This is a federally required plan. It's a very detail-oriented plan that looks at addressing them and meeting the needs of the most vulnerable populations in the city. Frail elderly, homeless, low income, and disabled. And the plan basically guides how the community development funds that the city receives are spent throughout the next 5 years. This plan will go into effect fiscal year 2021. So it's program year 2020, fiscal year 2021. The federal government's program years are different. They're 1 year behind our fiscal year. So currently our plan expires at the end of this fiscal year, which is program year 19. So we received three bids. One was from a Providence firm, one was from a South Carolina firm, and the last one was from a Plymouth, Massachusetts firm. The office reviewed all three plans and is recommending approval to the lowest qualified bidder, CEW Advisors, Inc. of Providence, Rhode Island. Total cost is $31,889.
Bill, did you say that the previous contract expired in 2019 fiscal year?
No, the previous plan.
Previous plan.
Yeah, this plan that we're under now, it's a 2015 to 2019 plan. So we went out to bid in fiscal year 15, program year 14.
And so this plan expired in 2019.
No.
What?
Expires in program year 19. The federal government's program years are 1 year behind our fiscal year.
Okay.
So they go by January 1st, 2019 is the program year. We go by fiscal year July 1st, 2019 is fiscal year 20. We're in program year 19.
So why didn't we go out for bid before?
Because it's still under the 5 years. We're in the 5-year plan
now. Okay.
So we have our fiscal year 20 mm-hmm. programs and our program year 19 action plan. It's a little confusing, but that's...
And is this 210005, is that a grant program?
Yes, it's completely funded by the community development block grant funds that the city of Warwick receives. Okay. It's part of our entitlement.
And this would be such as if someone has a hardship paying a sewer bill, as an example. This grant would be something that they may consider applying for assistance?
So the plan, the 5-year consolidated plan, looks at all of the issues that are affecting the frail elderly, homeless, disabled, and low income in the city of Warwick, and how the city of Warwick is meeting those needs.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a portion of the plan that the consultant will look at. They will deal with consultations with numerous city agencies, state agencies, homelessness agencies, the State Office of Housing and Community Development, all the neighborhood associations. So it's a very detailed plan, and it is due 90 days before the start of the next program year, which is starts July 1st, 2020.
And this amount of $31,889, is that the total amount of what we have, or is there still money in the account, 210005?
Well, I budgeted $50,000,
okay,
not knowing what the cost would be. So any funds that are not expended out of that 210005 would be transferred back into the program, like they are every other action item that we have in our plans. We get a lump sum that the city then divvies up between different budget codes. Some of them are the neighborhoods, there's planning and administration. This is under the planning and administration.
So you say we budgeted 50,000. Is this 31,889 in addition to the 50 that's already been budgeted?
No, so this 31,889 will be drawn from that 50.
Okay. And who oversees this plan for the expenses of this $32,000? Who oversees this?
Who oversees the production of the plan?
Mm-hmm.
The community development.
The disbursements of the funds, who gets what, et cetera?
Yeah, the community development office. Those funds would be going to CEW advisors for basically production of the plan.
And you stated that you had contacted various different ways, 6 firms that did not submit a proposal.
Right.
What did those 6 firms say?
So we received feedback from 4 of them. One of the firms indicated they would not be price competitive. They're too large of a firm. 2 indicated that it was outside of their scope of work. 1 doesn't have the staff. The firm that did the plan that we're currently under was a sole source, and his daughter worked for the firm. She has since taken a full-time job, so he doesn't have the capacity to do the work.
Could you send me the names of the 6 firms that you had approached, as well as the feedback and the names of the three firms that did provide feedback to you?
Sure. The four firms...
No, I mean, send them to me in
okay,
email.
Sure. Yeah, okay. I can do that for you.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. 2020-112, firefighting helmets found on page 40.
Good evening. Assistant Chief Umbenhauer, Warwick Fire Department. The bid for structural firefighting helmets has been carefully reviewed by the fire department. Three vendors submitted bids. After evaluating pricing, the following vendor has satisfied the specifications outlined in our request and have proposed the lowest price. Therefore, I recommend the bid be awarded to the following vendor, Fire Tech and Safety out of Tyngsborough, Massachusetts. Although the make and model helmet that Fire Tech and Safety submitted on their bid was not the same as the one we currently use, the fire department is satisfied with their specifications, resulting in a cost savings of about $32 per helmet. Funding for this product will be from budget code 35235, firefighting supplies. The current bid expired on 9/11 of 19, and if approved, the new bid will have an effective date of 9/12/19 through 9/11/2020. So an amount not to exceed $7,500.
So Chief, this contract expired on September 12th, and you're coming to us now?
Correct. I'm still, I understand that. I'm trying to get caught up from the backlog from the change of administration. There was a large amount of bids through the summer that were not put out. I'm trying to clear that backlog out. I'm about one or two close, and then right now we're actually going out to bid for December and January. So we should be caught up pretty soon.
So then this isn't anything that's of urgent necessity?
We do not anticipate buying helmets through the rest of this year.
Okay. No. So I've got concerns with this bid. First of all, I had to go through, you know, this back page thing to figure out what the bids were or find out what the bids were from Fire Tech and Safety. And as I do this, everything about their bid is different than Firematic Supply and Safeware. Totally different. I don't make firefighter helmets. I don't know anything about them other than they go on your head. I don't know what the chemical makeup is of them. I don't know what the specs are of them. I have no clue what the costs are. What I do know is what's provided to us in this package. And you put out a bid with specifics for an RFP. And that's what the other two vendors bid on. This vendor, Fire Tech Safety, bids on their own specs. They provide their own items that they're going to bid on, and they submit a bid on those items. Totally different than what you initially expect. So that brings me to a few questions. One is, if these specs all met your approval, why weren't those your specs in the first place? And I'm not looking for an answer right now. The bigger question is, and this I am looking for an answer on, is did you give the other two vendors the opportunity to bid on these same items?
The specifications were written pretty strictly to an NFPA standard. So we wanted minimum qualifications for the helmet as far as its construction, its warranties, and items like that. It was a generic. We did specify a model name and a model number in there, specifically because that's the model we have now, and it's much easier. We have the repair parts for it, we have extra supplies for it, and we wanted to stick with that helmet so we weren't switching helmets midstream and having to buy new parts for new helmets. We did put in the specifications that we would accept anybody to take an exception from the bid as long as they met those strict NFPA standards. Fire Tech and Safety came in. They bid a helmet that met all of the standards in our specifications. They couldn't put it on the pricing sheet because the pricing sheet specifically said that Cairns 1044 helmet. So they made their own bid. When they did their bid, instead of using the pricing sheet, they took an exception, and then they submitted their own price list for the helmet that did meet the specifications that we outlined. Most fire supply vendors only deal in one helmet. With firefighter supplies, most manufacturers have regional representatives and regional vendors that are authorized to sell their helmet. So most vendors only deal in one brand or another. So those two other vendors that bid probably don't deal with the Bullard helmet that we awarded. They only deal with the Cairns style helmet.
But Chief, my point is, you specified these two other companies, they bid on the same exact item. And that indicates to me that's what the department's request was. And you also said something that I find interesting, because I've heard justification for not changing brands because we have pots and inventory, we have replacement this and that, so the other, and if we change to something different, then we have all these pots that we, kind of stuck with and we don't have replacements for. But I still have a significant concern that the department is going to, or is making a motion to accept a different product when I have no clue what that product is. And apparently two out of three people, 66% of the vendors or the bidders, made the determination that this is what, in fact, you're asking for a bid. So there's differences there. In my mind, there's differences. And I don't think that it is fair to accept a company's bid who has chosen to use a different product. As an example, in my industry, there's a particular item that we use a lot. It has essentially the same warranties, it's the same this, it's the same that, different brands, and a big difference in price. Big difference. So if I'm bidding on that particular item and someone is saying, I want XYZ, then that's what I'm going to bid on. And if they give that award to someone else because they came in with ABC, I'm not going to be too happy. And I probably wouldn't be totally thrilled about bidding on your stuff again. So for me, I'm not going to be able to support this because of those reasons, and because I don't know what the spec differences are. I don't know what the costing differences are. And I sit here and say to myself, if other vendors were bidding on that same bullet replacement eye shields and brass eagles, et cetera, would their difference in their bid, would it be greater than $32 a helmet? I don't know. But I think that for the benefit of the taxpayers, I think that's something that we need to find out and that we need to know.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a recommendation?
You also indicated that obviously because we're so late in bidding this thing, I had asked you or suggested that, there's certainly no urgency in getting these helmets, and you said there wasn't any urgency in getting these helmets. So go ahead, Chief. I'm sorry.
I mean, I make a recommendation. I could go rebid this. I understand your point. I agree with you that it might have been a little unfair to the vendors to specify a model name and number. So I could rebid this with our minimum specifications, leave the name, just make it a generic helmet, and allow the vendors to not only specify the price, but to specify the model that they think best fits those minimum requirements.
Chief, I'm pleased to hear you say that. I appreciate your recognizing, an unforeseen issue that was just brought up. I would suggest, only a suggestion, that perhaps you put it out there to bid two models. This one here that you say meets your specifications and requirements, and also the item that you currently are using that you have all these pots for. But I thank you for offering to do that. That certainly would be where I would go with this. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council?
I have
Councilman Sinapi.
I think you said
as part of the bid, you put on there that if a company wanted to bid a different product, as long as it met the specs, it was stated on there that they could do so, right?
That's correct.
All right, and this company happened to be the only one that chose to do so, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, any questions from members of the council? Councilman Crawley.
Chief, I know nothing of helmets either, but when you're speaking about Cairns, the C-A-I-R-N-S, that is a brand of helmet?
That's correct.
And is that like Nike in comparison to Puma or Converse?
Correct. It's a manufacturer.
How many different manufacturers are there relating to firefighting?
I would be taking a wild guess if I was to say that. I would say at least a dozen.
Okay. And I assume that Warwick has been using the Cairns helmet for, which is why it was part of the package?
Correct. We try to make it. Typically, when we pick a brand or a model of a protective gear, we try to stick with that same gear for a certain amount of years, and like we were talking about earlier, so that it's easier to get things repaired and replaced.
They have multiple parts, and if you break a shield or a strap on a can, you can go into the supply room and replace it. And I would imagine that the instead of cans, if it was Elway helmets, if an Elway helmet shield would not fit on a Cairns fire helmet?
Most likely not.
Okay.
I know that there were only two of the vendors that dealt with the Cairns product. I don't know what portion of the market Cairns has in this, whether they have 10%, 12%, 50% of the firefighter market.
I'd be taking a guess. They do have a large portion of the market, but you remember vendors have to be authorized by the manufacturer in this area. So you may only have two vendors that can sell Cairns helmets in the state of Rhode Island. A lot of firefighting supplies that we've seen in previous bids are very common to that. So they may be the only two Cairns vendors.
I understand it's a very specialized item, and I understand that I don't know much about it. That was why I was asking the questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Chief, I just want to reiterate something because of comments with yours as well as others. I think it's very, very important that when departments are putting up specs, and I say this because I deal with bids all the time, in my real world, I think it's very, very important that the departments revisit their specs. And I think it's important to take a look at this particular item to use as a guide as you go forward, and other department heads as they go forward as well, because we just spoke at length about encouraging vendors to bid on the City of Warwick's business. And we got a significant book of business here. And when you have a situation that unintentionally comes up to where we are now, to me it's not okay to say that, well, you did have an opportunity to bid something different. I don't think that's okay. And I think it creates a non-competitive, and it's comparing apples and oranges, but unintentionally allowing that type of thing to happen. And I see that all the time in my in my industry, and it's extremely frustrating. So I would just encourage the department heads to take a look, a tighter approach to your specs, and think about it from your own perspective. If you were the person building these bidding these helmets, how would you feel? How would you like to see a fairness of equity be proposed? Again, I thank you for offering to send this back out to rebid. I'm sure it's what came to us, and what the result was totally unintentional, but I do feel that you also agree that from level of competition and fairness and encouraging people to bid on our stuff, that it's very important to tighten up on those specs.
Understood.
Yeah. Thank you, Chief. So I need, this will be a PCR 143-19. I need a motion to withdraw at the request of the sponsor. Sorry, unfavorable. Why, we can't do a motion to withdraw? Okay. All right, so we need a motion for unfavorable action.
I move unfavorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion on PCR 143-19 for unfavorable action with the department head indicating they will rebid this item. Correct? That's our motion, gentlemen? Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Chief.